All right, we're back with another episode of In the Garage with Garage Boy. I couldn't even say Garage Boy clearly. What is wrong with me? So I missed last week because Jessica's mom and sister came in last Thursday, and the purpose for their visit was to pick out her wedding dress, and the appointment was last Friday. And the original plan was for them to Uber to the wedding dress appointment, but you know, plans change, and that wasn't the case, so I wasn't able to record last Friday. So what happened was Jessica saw these shoes out in Pikesville online, and she was trying to call to see if they had them. They weren't answering, and it was cutting it real close to the appointment time, and I'm just chilling, getting ready for the gym, because that was like the main, that wasn't the main goal, that was the first like plan of my day while they were getting ready for this appointment. Then they go to the shop, the shoes aren't there, so it was some, they didn't update the website. So she calls me and asks me if I can take them. I'm hesitant because I'm like, damn, I really don't want to. But I know that if I don't take them, she's going to be even more late than she is now, because they're going to have to wait for the Uber, and who knows how long that's going to be. So, they come back, get ready, then we go. Of course, I'm a little irritated because this was not a part of my plan. I originally didn't even want to take them, but I did anyway, because I just explained it. So, I'm driving. I think I'm like driving a little passive-aggressive. At least that's what I was feeling in the moment. I'm like, damn it, why do I have to drive? This is annoying. Is really far. But like I explained earlier, I wanted her to get to her appointment on time. So I switch lanes, then I just feel a rumble on my back right of my car, and I'm like, what is that? Hopefully it's not my tire. Then my tire pressure indicator comes on, and I'm like, fuck, what is that? Do I have a flat tire? Then I pull over. The tire is like completely flat. And I was like, great. This is just great. I don't know what the cause was during that moment. It might have been, I might have put a little bit too much air pressure in there. I don't know. I didn't have a camera to have a replay to see what happened, to analyze what happened in that moment. So we're pulled over, and of course, I was thinking a little selfishly, but I held it in. I was annoyed. I was annoyed in that moment. I was like, I didn't even want to be here. I didn't want to be here. I wasn't even supposed to be doing this. And I was just thinking, you know, like, I don't know if you guys have seen Clerks, but that's how I felt, because the whole, like, quote of the entire movie is, I wasn't supposed to be here today. But, yeah, I found myself in that position, and it was irritating in that moment. And Jessica even asked me, like, if I was mad. Clearly, I was mad. I didn't want to answer the question, because I would have reacted definitely upon emotion, because I was irritated. I was just defeated in that moment. So we're all teaming together. I call the tow truck from my app, the Farmers app. Then everybody else is trying to get a hold of somebody, like a tire place that has the right size. And it was all like a group effort in that moment. And it was actually Jessica's mom who said, luckily, we're in the car with you, because you might have been going through this alone. And yeah, once you put it that way in that moment, it relieved some of the anger. Because I'm like, damn, she's right. I'd be doing this all alone. And if they weren't there, and I would be really pissed. But everything just escalated after that. So we call the tow truck. The tow truck says they'll be there like 45 minutes. We're calling companies to see if they have the right size tires. And I called the tow truck company back to see if I could leave my car on the side of the road with the keys in it still. And he's like, yeah, you can do that. So I do that, and we end up Ubering to the tire shop. Well, I get dropped off at the tire shop, and then they Uber to the appointment. So I'm sitting in the waiting room, waiting for a call to see if they picked up my car or if there's any updates. And then I just keep getting this bad feeling. So I step outside, and I call the roadside assistance customer service to see if they can get a hold of the dispatch, because I can't. Every time I call the dispatch, it goes straight to like a dropped call. Then she tells me, would you like to switch to a different provider, because I can't seem to get a hold of this tow truck company. And I was hesitant because I just left my car on the highway with the keys in it, like a dumbass. So I was hesitant in that moment. She's like, you want to switch providers? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I should. Because what if they show up? Then I just make the decision of, yeah, well, we'll do that. So now I call an Uber back to my car. And we're in like Westminster. There's like no Lyfts or Ubers over there for some reason, and it takes like 15 to 20 minutes for one to actually choose my pickup. So I'm sitting there on the side of the road thinking, what? What are you trying to teach me, God? What are you trying to teach me? Even more patience, because I don't know what is going on, and I'm trying so hard not to freak out and just lose it. So I'm waiting for the Uber. It finally gets there, and it's this chill ass dude. I don't remember his name, but I told him about the situation, and he was trying to tell me how to plug a tire if I ever was in that scenario again. But I really wasn't listening because I was so annoyed of the situation that I didn't want to talk. And I even told him, like, I'm sorry, sir. So many thoughts are running through my head. Like, I'm trying to listen, but I really can't focus because my mind's going all over the place. And he's like, yeah, man, I understand. It's tough to deal with. So he drops me back off to my car. I sit in there, and I wait for, like, another 30 minutes. Then this tow truck company, Miss Transportation, picks me up. And then I try to tell him that I changed the address. Can you take it to this address right here? And I'm showing him the new tire place that I wanted to take it to, because that's where they have the tire size that I need. And he's like, yeah, I got it. I got it. And I try to tell him again, like, you're going to take it to this place, right? And he's like, yeah. And he was a foreigner, I think, so that there might have been a little bit of a language barrier. That might have been the problem. So I might have been my fault. Had my fingers crossed. I'm like, please take it to the right place. So he tows my car. And that's the thing with the Farmers app. When you're in a certain area and there's bad service, you can't change the location, because I noticed when I was down on the highway, I was not able to change the location. But when I was up in a different area, I was able to. Because there was the highway, and then there was another road on the side of the highway. So I tried to do that, and for some reason, it wouldn't load. It wouldn't go through. Also, he wasn't able to take me into his tow truck because there was two guys in the tow truck. As I'm speaking to him, he's like, yeah, we have two people, and they only had two seats. So I had to call an Uber. And as I was waiting for this Uber, I had another bad feeling. So I called that tow truck, and I asked him, like, you're taking it to this address, right? He's like, no, I'm taking it to the address on the app. And I was like, I just told you where to take it, and I just showed you the address. And he's like, oh my god, man, I just dropped the car off at the location. And I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. And I was like, whatever, dude. So I'm still waiting for this Uber. It comes 15 minutes later. Then I get to the location. I go inside of the lobby of this tire shop. I get my keys. I explain the situation to the front desk guy. And he's like, damn, that's a rough day. And he gave me a little bit of hope, because he was letting me stay inside of, like, their lobby as I'm trying to get this thing situated. And he said, we might have tires in our attic, but they might be really old, and he didn't want to chance it. And I understood. So I call another tow truck, and I also find out if another place has the tire size that I need. And there's a tire shop that was down the street that had the tires that I need. So I go back on the farmer's app to set another roadside assistance. And surprisingly, when I looked at the estimated time, it was like 20 minutes. And I was like, oh wow, that's really fast. Someone must be in the area. Turns out, I look at the name, it was Miss Transportation. Hopefully it was different people. That's what I was hoping for. Turns out it was the same exact guy. And I'm tracking them on the app, because it shows you on the app where they're at and how close they are. So I see them basically in the same area that I am. I see them turn into the parking lot, and they just stop there. And they think they're hidden behind these cars. And they're just, I felt like they were discussing in that moment whether they wanted to help me again. Which I get it. Like, I was mad. But still, why would you pick up that same, like, job, and then you don't do anything because you see who it is? So they sit in the parking lot for like 10 to 15 minutes. I felt like they were discussing whether they wanted to help me or not. So I walk up to the tow truck window, and he rolls down the window, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, we just got switched to another job. And I was just thinking, are you serious? It's like, yeah, a different company is going to come help you. But it was irritating, because I was watching them, and then when he was telling me this stuff, he had like this smug look on his face. And he's like, we can't, there's nothing we can do, sorry. I haven't felt that angry in a long time. I really wanted to, like, beat the hell out of this guy. Like, I even had plans of driving to the same exact area and then calling roadside assistance, then have them come tow my truck again. And then as they get closer and they pull up and they call me, I would just drive away as they think they're going to tow my truck. I mean, not my truck, tow my car. I was thinking very malicious thoughts with horrible intent. But no, I just kept my cool and I was like, really? Really? Like, if I could scream in that moment, I definitely would have. I was so broken. But I just kept thinking, okay, we just gotta get to the tire shop. We just gotta get through this. Once we get through this, everything will be fine. It'll be fine. We just have to keep trying to get to where we need to be. That was the whole mentality of this moment. I was trying to drive that into my head, even though I was so annoyed. And shout out to the guy in the tire shop who let me stay in the lobby. He let me charge my phone. It was very good Samaritan, like, I appreciated it. I don't remember his name, but that's not the final good deed that he did for me. So I end up calling another service provider for a tow truck company. I call them to tell them that I changed the address on the app, and they're like, all right, that's cool. We'll come pick you up in about 30 to 45 minutes. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. But I was also stressing because the tire shop closes at 7. We started this trip at 12:30 p.m. last Friday. I didn't get to where I needed to be till like 6 o'clock. So anyway, back to the story. So yeah, he fills me in. He's like, oh yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there in 30 to 45 minutes. 20 minutes go by, and a tow truck pulls into the tire shop. Drops off the car. Then the tow truck driver gives the guy in the tire shop the keys. And then he's like, wait, hold on. This guy needs a tow down the street. He's like, yeah, I can take you. And I was so grateful that he did that. Because I... it was such a rough day, man. One good deed could change all of that. And it did. And the tow truck driver was like, just cash at me $50. And I was like, cool. Thank you. He's like, you can ride with me if you want. Man, I was so relieved once I got in that car and I'm like, finally, we're taking it to my car to get fixed after this long journey of a day. And that whole situation, I was just thinking, what are you trying to teach me, God? Like, what are you trying to put me through? What lesson do you want me to learn? I was so defeated. But I didn't give up. And I was even thinking, what was the lesson here? Was this just like some metaphor for life, or for when you're trying to achieve your goals, all the setbacks and the comebacks that are in between, all the obstacles that get in your way? Is this a symbolism for like me trying to chase my own success? And man, I was just thinking a lot because I was so beaten. Like, I wanted to just let loose and take it out on somebody else, but I'm glad I didn't. And I wanted to blame somebody else so bad, and I didn't. And when I got to the tire shop, Jessica's mom, her sister, and Jessica were there. and they were like cheering. And I was like, this is so lame, but I dig it. I dig this moment. And I got into the lobby of that other tire shop, and they all three of them hugged me at once, and it felt great. It felt super corny, but it felt great. And man, what a Friday. What a Friday, man. It's even exhausting, like, even telling the story. Because I'm still exhausted from it this weekend. I feel like I haven't fully caught up. But I'm going to. I'm going to be sleeping a lot this weekend. But the main part of the story is that Jessica found her wedding dress. And that was the most important thing about the entire trip. So she can find that dress and have it be added to the specialness of our wedding day. And I'm happy she found it. And I just want to thank you guys for listening and for continuing to listen. Because I know this isn't like the easiest podcast to listen to. Like, I'm not the greatest public speaker, and I don't articulate my own thoughts very clearly, even though I try to, but I'm trying, man. So that's going to cut it for this episode. I appreciate you if you made it all the way through the story, and I hope you have a great weekend and a great week. And if you have any obstacles you have to go through, I hope you get through it. And don't lose yourself in those moments, because those moments can get the best of you, and it will bring out an uglier side of you that you might end up regretting. So remain poised, just take a deep breath, and focus not on the bad, even though the whole situation could be bad. Just focus on getting through it, because that is very helpful. It helped for me. So again, that's gonna cut it. Thank you for listening. Peace.